Hi there, it's Elusive Oral. I thought I haven't really been around GW backstage that much that I would answer a questionnaire. I think I'm gonna go with Good Girls 1980s questionnaire. Just a cute little bits of questions, about 10 of them, and I will, if you give a shit to listen, I will answer these questions. I'm going to answer them whether you give a shit to listen or not, if I'm honest. They asked, favorite hot drink on a cold winter's day. It depends what I have available, really. Coffee is like my ultimate kind of go-to, coffee with a little cream and sweetened though, or even just like flavored creamer by itself. It's actually how I prefer my coffee. It's just some flavored creamer and coffee, not too much, but a tablespoon. And it's just, it's gonna be good coffee. Like really dark, rich, slowly brewed or immensely dark, delicious coffee. Or I'm a total sucker for some like original as fuck hot chocolate. Like boiled milk, some hot, nummy fucking chocolate. Top with like whipped cream and marshmallows and shit like that. Which is funny because I don't even really like whipped cream, but I love it in coffee or hot chocolate. I do like tea, but like my ultimate hot drink on a cold winter's day would either be like some original as fuck hot chocolate or delicious coffee. If you were on a night out, what would you be drinking? Probably a gin and tonic. That's like my go-to easy beverage that I love to enjoy. I do like wine a lot though, so a red wine would also be a good one. And then if I'm really, really, really just wanting to say fuck all, I really like margaritas and like daiquiris, like frozen blended beverages. Oh, they're so full of sugar and sour mix, but they're so good. Number three, what is your favorite author? This is a hard one for me because I don't really think I have a favorite author. I have favorite books, so I don't really have a favorite author. An easy one would be like J.K. Rowling or Tamora Pierce. Those are, some classics that I like to go to, and I can constantly revisit their books and read over and over and over again. Place in the world you'd like to sit and watch the sunrise. Now this, I don't know if, is this place somewhere I've been before or if it's somewhere I'd like to be to do it, because there's a lot of places I'd like to go and watch a sunrise. Right now, pretty much every time I get up and go to work on my drive to work, I watch a sunrise. Especially with daylight savings time change. I don't know. It probably, I'd really like to watch the sunrise where there's snow. I really miss snow. Some of you may know, I live in the South. We don't get snow here. It makes me very sad. So I'd really like to be somewhere where I can sit bundled up by a fire with my favorite hot beverage on a cold winter's day. Watch the sunrise because snow is so pretty to me. Number five is a famous person from now or in the past slides into bed with you right now. Who do you want it to be? Oh God. I don't really have like a lot of celebrity crushes, so it's hard to kind of imagine who I'd want. Idris Elba, I think I would. Oh, that man. Oh God. He is beautiful. I really would like to see him as a Bond. That would be really awesome. I'll go with Idris Elba just because his voice comes to mind. Like that deep, decadent. Plus, everything else about him is fucking delicious as well. Number six, what's the best approach someone has ever made to you that led to a romantic sexy encounter that made you wish it could? I don't really know. Nothing really comes to mind about this. Obviously, I've had something like this where it's led to a romantic encounter or sexy encounter, or where I wanted it to, but I don't know. Nothing really pops out in my mind. The best approach, though, without like a specific example in mind, is be confident but not a dick. Cheesy jokes and pickup lines are also really great. I don't know, like kind of sweet at the same time. I don't know. I'll probably be like every fucking girl with that fucking question. Number seven, hot chocolate by the fire or Bolognese? I don't know what this word is. Bolognese on the beach? Bolognese? Good lord, I don't even know what that means. I would definitely go with hot chocolate by the fire. I really, really like fires. I like, for someone that lives in the South, I really like the cold and winter a lot more. So, fuck. Fuck them. I shouldn't live here, basically. Number eight, is there a non-obvious part of the person's body that you always check out before you decide if you're really attracted to them? I don't know. I look at faces, their body. I guess, penis matters to me. Before I'm, like, fully committed to somebody or, like, really feel like I'm super attracted to them, their dick totally matters. Because I've actually broken up with someone because their penis was not what I needed. There was other things, too, but that was a big part of the attraction, is that it was unfulfilling for me. So I guess probably the penis is what I check out before I decide if I'm attracted to them, which I guess is a little bit further. I mean, I can be attracted to somebody, I mean, like, really attracted to somebody, like, all the way. Like, damn, this is the full package, the full Monty of attraction, I guess. Number nine, should I or another kiss your neck, nibble your ears, or smack your butt to immediately get your attention? I mean, pretty much all of these would get, I think, anybody's attention. I have a really large butt, so smacking it is kind of, like, really normal to me, I guess. So I don't know if that's, like, a sure way to get my attention. These actually are, like, three of my favorite places to have any attention to. If you want me to melt into your arms and just become putty, kissing my neck will do that. Nibbling my ear will make me giggle and just also melt. So, I mean, really any of these would work quite well. So really, if you want my attention, all these are great, great choices. And the last question is, what do you wear in bed when it's just you alone? I think most people would answer naked to this, but I really like clothes and wearing clothes to bed and being clothed. Very, very rarely will I go all natural in bed. Usually it's gonna be some shorts and a tank top, or panties and a t-shirt, or some yoga pants and a t-shirt, something like that. Very rare, and it's definitely usually no bra, but it's panties or pants, pants, panties, and shirt, panties, that kind of thing. I do have a couple of, like, sleep shirts, like, for the really long and stuff like that, I like to wear also. Boxer briefs are really comfortable too. But I definitely wear something to bed. Then again, the only times I've really ever slept naked is after a very intense sexual interaction, or fresh sheets sometimes. I really like the feel of fresh, warm sheets on my body. So I'll sometimes do that too. Or fuzzy blankets. Oh, I like things on my skin. All right. This has been Elusive Oral while answering Gigi's Curious About You questionnaire. So thanks, Good Girl 1980, for the questions.